Welcome to the Being Curious Show. I'm Brian Mariani, founder of No Shift Own.
And I'm Kelly Wagner, publisher of Edge Magazine. Our show is about curiously connecting teachers and seekers on a wide range of topics in a safe space. Few topics will be off limits, and we have some amazing guests to share with you.
Our intention is that our conversations will spark your own curiosity to create a life that lights you up and inspires you to be kind, thoughtful, open-minded to yourself and others.
We are on AM 950, Sundays at 2 p.m. and all podcast platforms. So, Brian, what are you curious about today?
Well, we have quite a guest here, Kelly.
I know we do.
this is going to be really exciting, especially, you know, what we've been through the past couple of years, really getting this kind of perspective. I'm super excited about. So who is our special guest today?
Our special guest, everybody, is Dr. Zoe. He's a doctor of acupuncture and oriental medicine and the owner of the American Academy of Health and Wellness in Roseville, Minnesota. Hello. Say hello,
hello.
To everybody.
Thank you for having me here. Yeah, thank you for inviting me today. I'm very excited to share my information and the knowledge to all the audience. Thank you.
Oh, beautiful.
So good to have you.
Absolutely. Okay, Brian. So what do
all
we...
All right, here we go.
What's our first question? It looks like we froze up on StreamYard, but I'm not going to worry about that today.
Can you hear me clearly? Are we good?
Oh, yeah, we're good.
Okay.
Okay.
Do you like to go by Dr. Joe or Dr. Z?
Dr. Joe is perfect.
Dr. Joe.
Beautiful,
okay,
Dr. Joe.
So, Dr. Joe, one of our favorite questions to ask is, what got you curious about going on the path of life that you have gone on that has ultimately led you to where you are today? So did you know as a child or a young adult that, you know, you wanted to be a doctor of acupuncture and oriental medicine? Take our audience back to the beginning of your story and tell us how this all happened.
Yes, it's very excited. Again, as a child, you know, I'm not healthy. And I remember, you know, we was like 8 months, you know, I have seizures, you know. And so it's my mom, you know, take me to hospitals, you know, in China hospital. After 2 weeks, still control a little bit, but still not totally controlled. Then later, my mom take me to my uncle. He's an acupuncturist. So I get acupuncture just 2 times. My seizure stopped. Nice to grow up, starting healthy. And also the when we starting go to, you know, after high school, thinking go to colleges, you know, and we thinking what to choose, go to my, you know, career and education. And because when I was a child, I grew up with my grandpa, my uncle, all they do Chinese medicine, especially herbal medicine. So, and my mom said, why maybe you try to learn medicine? So carry the family. So I don't know what I want. You know, they want me. I said, okay, I would do. Then I went to college for 5 years in China in 1980 to learn acupuncture and the traditional Chinese medicine. So the big really starting to, I think, really love this medicine is starting to make my goal, my dream later. I want to become a Chinese doctor. Is in 1987, my father becomes sick. He got cancer. So really sick. So, and he wanted the treatment in traditional setting in the hospital with, you know, Western drugs and not helpful. Now I started researching library, asked my teachers, asked some experts in the capital Beijing, you know, we decide try, you know, Chinese medicine herbals. So then he started take herbal medicine, you know, try to acupuncture. So, and the special herbals for cancer. So he did it again, prolonged his life. The doctor said he only can live couple months for his lung cancer. So we tried herbal medicine. So he his life expand another 2.5 years, but he did die of cancer. So I feel very sad meantime, and I want to have more people to study hard in the university, and also later after graduate school, and so to keep the teaching my university and practice Chinese medicine in my university hospital. So, and really the life changes. I 1993 in July, I came to this country, and with the dream, I see how I can maybe teaching Americans, I can practice traditional Chinese medicine, acupuncture. And so that's my dream. I came here with $500 and my underwear. That's all. I have nothing, because in China, I was again just teacher. That time in 1993, my monthly salary, teaching in university, work on part-time in hospital, only $150 a month. So came here and starting to give lectures, teachings. So right away I see patient, each person, they give me $50 a treatment. I said, oh my goodness, I can make a lot of money. And again, so I started to really again feel I have a lot of freedom, a lot of things to spend, a lot of things to offer to my dear American client and the students and the neighbors. So I started to thinking stay here. And in 2000, I founded the East West Healing Art Institute in Madison, Wisconsin. It's a national accredited massage school. We offer 800 hours, 10 months massage program. So people after graduate from my school can get a certificate and diploma for Asian bodywork therapeutic massage. Then people can take a national exam, get a massage license. From 2000 until now, we have about over 800 people graduate from my massage school. And because my major in China is acupuncture, I learned 5 years for acupuncture training. So my dream is again, in the American, if I can start acupuncture school, teach my students to get acupuncture master or doctor degree of acupuncture, that will be my dream. Then again, last year, like Kylie know that last year we have opportunity to purchase a school. It's the school, the old school name called AAOM. So me and my wife, because we have very good practice, very good business, so we purchased an acupuncture school in Roseville. So we start a new location in 223 Hamlin Avenue North, so and the suite 412. So we started teaching American students for acupuncture, and the students can come from the communities from Minnesota, from Wisconsin. Right now we have students from Wisconsin, also students from Iowa, from Illinois, and even some students from New York go to my school, get acupuncture degree. So that's my dream. And this is brought me today here to share my little good starting in Roseville in our community with Edge Magazine here. That's my excitement. That's my curious want to share this with you guys.
I love how curious you are.
I've screwed. There we go. Okay. I'm like, woo, I came back really loud. Hey, we're learning all of our new platforms, everybody. Hey, I wanted to touch on Brian. So this is a gentleman that is 1993, came from China, got over to the States, and by 2000 was an entrepreneur and growing. And by 2020, 2021, in the middle of a pandemic, opens a new location in a different state. Now, if that doesn't show a dream and manifesting your future and the goodness, because you are in service, Dr. Joe. Like, you completely are. It is absolutely magical. And in the next segment that we're going to launch into in a little bit, we're going to really start to dive deeper about your offerings. But I just wanted to honor that you came here with your underwear. I hope they were clean. And $500. Now, if you're making $150 a month as a university professor, to save $500, you had to really work for that, right? And to be able to come here with that $500, that and your underwear.
In the beginning, we cannot find a rent apartment. We have stayed in the church, in Madison, to the basement. So we go to church, it's a give up free. And so I work so hard. Now I built one of the biggest acupuncture practice in Wisconsin. Also, I built a very successful the school, massage school. We have two campuses now in Wisconsin, one in Madison, one in Milwaukee too. You know?
It's so awesome. it's an inspiring story of what's possible when you dedicate yourself to a skill, a talent, an education, and then you're so motivated by service. You're driven by service to people. And what you've accomplished is tremendous. And I think, Dr. Joe, for our audience here, I'd love for you to explain how Chinese medicine and acupuncture is looked at in the country where you actually went to school and were educated on those practices, because I think you probably saw a major difference between how you grew up and how Chinese medicine was looked at and acupuncture was looked at. And when you came to the USA, there was probably a very different outlook on those things. And you've probably worked really, really hard. It's probably part of your passion to actually up-level Chinese medicine and acupuncture into a much more known practice, much more seen practice here in the USA. Can you walk us through? Tell us more about that.
Yes, great. It's, again, you are absolutely right. It's a total different. We grew up in China with herbal medicine, with Tai Chi exercise, eating healthy food, no McDonald's, you know, and we get acupuncture, you know, massage, herbal medicine, like regularly, daily. So it's this for us, it's just like a common medicine. But here, acupuncture, you know, it's even massage, we feel like alternative medicine. It's really not mainstream. And but the good news, in last, again, 20 years, it's acupuncture, traditional Chinese medicine, this holistic wellness medicine and natural medicine and Asian medicine really become more and more popular. And so many patients, so many clients, they word of mouth, they get good result. They tell them, oh my goodness, today I have headache. After acupuncture, my headache, migraine is gone. I have, again, lower back pain. After 3 times, my lower back pain 50% better. Again, I have fibromyalgia. I see doctors take so many drugs. Not help, but again, I get better. So really, here it's become more, even though still alternative medicine, we call it, but still become more and more popular. And the good news, you know, like in Minnesota Mayo Clinic now, they starting to have acupuncture department. And that reason, I'm excited about school, you know, in Roseville, the Twin City community. We do can offer this, is again, so to teach students, more people can educate, more people access, you know, education and treatment, really. So it's, this is very different. But it's, again, it's, you know, and I think Kelly, we told Kelly I give her treatment. We still, I'm so busy, she's so busy. We all open to try this. And this is very good. The acupuncture, it's a good alternative for medication or drugs. Just example, today so many people addicted to painkillers. You know, it's really, so many people have chronic pain. And this is, acupuncture is a good, natural alternative for musculoskeleton neuromuscular pain, a chronic pain, really can much effective have very little side effect for pain management, for pain reduction. So that's the difference.
Well, that's a that's a great way for us to wrap up segment one here, Dr. Joe. I think the message that is a key takeaway is to say that there are practices and medicines that are being done around the world that actually work and have worked for thousands of years. And you're doing an amazing job of bringing that to this country. You have a real passion for it. Yes. You have exceptional education. We're so grateful to be in this conversation with you. Can't wait to go into segment number two, where we'll dive in even deeper. This is The Brian and Kelly Show, Being Curious on AM 950. See you soon. And we're back. It's Being Curious with Brian and Kelly. Woo-hoo! Here we go. Segment two with Dr. Joe.
Dr. Joe Thank is you. Cool. Dr. Joe wants to put some needles in me, and I'm all about it. Okay? Like, we're ready to rock. It's going to be fun.
The one right here
in your, I forget where this is. Like, oh, Dr. Joe, that, I start sweating when you, it's right between your thumb and your index finger.
Yeah,
why
this is called a tiger mouth for headache. Very good for headache very and good. Open sinuses. Yeah.
Oh, but it, doesn't it like happen with everything else in your body? This is a good one, right?
Yeah. We call the upper gate to move the body energies, upper energy gate point.
Oh, that's why. And that one hurts. But like on my head, you'd think, oh, okay, like between your eyes and the top of your head or even your ears. Doesn't bother me at all. And you'd think that it would. But oh, that one. Oh, no needles there.
Release your
I know.
That's reason you are,
you got some work to do there,
I know.
Kelly.
That means I need it even more. That's for those that have not had acupuncture and have been needled up. It's actually a really – so I spent 17 years in healthcare selling lab equipment to phlebotomists. Okay. So I'm scared of needles. I don't like needles. And finally someone talked me into having acupuncture. And it was just it was life changing. It was amazing. But oh, right here, oh no, and which means I need it more. Okay, sorry, I did a little Kelly little side note on acupuncture. If I can have needles, anybody can have needles. If I can have acupuncture, anybody can have acupuncture. Just saying.
Well, Kelly, I think it's a great invitation for everyone because you're being honest, right? You're being transparent. Oh, like
I think I started to sweat a little bit talking about it. Oh my gosh. Sorry, Brian.
Well, here's something really exciting. And Dr. Joe, I'm sure you're very tuned into this. I think I remember a couple years ago, I'm very tuned into acupuncture, and I was talking to someone like you who's really operating on a very high level here in the USA. And they were running schools actually in New York City. So you probably know them. I don't remember their name off the top of my head. But they were telling me that we either have already achieved this or we're very close to the USA government actually acknowledging acupuncture as a form of medicine in this country. Am I off track or on track?
No, you are on
Wishful
track.
Thinking.
And the good news,
Yay.
This is, yeah, you Yay. Are on track. In 1997, it's a big news. It's from US government. It's AHD, like about 18 months research, really acupuncture is scientific. Acupuncture is good, a valued modality to treat different illness. They get consents in November 2nd, 1993, the NHD, 1997, November 2nd, 1997, they did a big announcement that the American government to prove acupuncture as a medical device treat different medical conditions, including chronic pain as well as nausea, motion sickness, and different medical conditions. That's the 1997. And also last year, again, American government just passed the law, federal law. It's Medicare starting to cover acupuncture for lower back pain, chronic lower back pain.
last year, the one bill that passed I was keyed
in the Congress, yeah. Yes, lower back pain. And this is, but it's now a limitation, had to be people older under Medicare and have chronic back pain, and only can apply to MD, not acupuncturist. No, right now we have national Congress have lobbied. Right now we pushing, we try to get all, like me, we are licensed acupuncturists in this country, not MD. So hope get all the licensed acupuncturists, whatever in Minnesota, in Wisconsin, in Illinois, we can perform acupuncture and Medicare can accept for this. So that we are right now in the process.
So baby steps in the right direction, right?
Yeah. We'll yes, get there. Every step in the right direction we are.
Yes.
This is, again, the history in this country, acupuncture. It's basic after 1972. President Nixon went to China. They see the people in went to hospital. They said, what do you want to see? You know, he wanted eating the Beijing duck. Remember President Nixon, which Chinese primary Zhou Enlai, they said, have the Chinese famous Beijing duck that become formula. And also he wanted to see the acupuncture. Acupuncture, they did operation. They see the for, and use acupuncture, use anesthesia to read. They did the surgery on the head. No pain. That's become popular. This 40 years, we have national, over this country now, over 60 schools accredited, like my school, national credit about Department of Education can offer master doctor degree. So over 60 schools nationwide can offer acupuncture degree. You know, so in the last 40 years, we have in the whole country, over at least is about 75,000 people practice acupuncture. Just in, again, so it's a lot. In Minnesota, it's about a couple thousand licensed acupuncture in Minnesota even.
So I have a question as a patient. Lived seriously. So I lay down. I get needled up. I feel like I've been plugged into a light socket. I've been with other people, and they fall asleep. And I know what acupuncture does is bring to your body what you need, but tell me why someone like me is like, I feel like I'm plugged in like a Christmas tree anytime I get a treatment. Like I can't sit still. I have to breathe through it, which is amazing. But the person next to me is sleeping.
That's the beauty about acupuncture, Kylie. Different people have different response, and you are A-type personality. You always have too much energy, cannot relax. And sometimes acupuncture, we can do special point, like point here, behind the ear, this point is really good for release serotonin, can calm you down. Depends what point. I have so many clients after, you know, they have insomnia, anxiety. After treatment, they can fall asleep. And yesterday I treated, do you know how many people I see yesterday? One day, Kelly, I see the 35 people yesterday, acupuncture. That I told you Monday, Kelly, remember I'm so busy.
You told me Mondays are, but you saw 35 people yesterday?
People, yes, yes.
Dr. All Joe, day, how did you sleep? How do you get 35 people done? You are magical.
I started at 8. I finished at 8. So 12 hours. You know, I have 11 treatment rooms. You know, I have two assistants, but I myself do the needles. But some people, two clients follow sleep. One person, he come regularly. He owns the Pizza Hut in Wisconsin. He's snoring. They always come every week. That's how, and some people like you treat them and then they get excited, get more energy. It's all different. It's a biochemical response, psychological response from needles. It's so interesting. The small needles can do too much. That's reason my school here try to teach a quality higher education can get the people learn this Asian Chinese secret, basic modalities. Can help people, whatever is a neurological, psychological condition, or is a musculoskeleton condition, or autoimmune conditions, whatever. So acupuncture can treat different things, Kelly. That's so, and have different body response.
Well, and technique is such a big thing as well. I've noticed some people get the needles in and they just slide in like butter and you don't even know it's done. And other ones, I feel like I'm getting a steak like put into my body. So that just gets crazy. So I have another question. I've had someone that was a beautiful trusted source of mine, and halfway through the treatment, he would come in and strum the needles as they were in Do you do that? Because that just set me through the roof. And is that just to like reactivate everything?
Yeah, you can reactivate, but the exactly because normally a person lay down 30 minutes during the treatment. After 10, 15 minutes, you check them again. But if you mostly want them relaxed, you don't want to stimulate. So they get too excited. But sometimes if we need, you know, reactive, we can re-stimulate again. So that is all depends on what you treat, what person you treat.
Okay, because that scared me. Okay, Brian, you're next.
So, Dr. Joe, if we could pretend that everyone in the audience is coming into your office for the first time and they've never done acupuncture, they really mm-hmm. don't know much about it, but someone said, hey, this helped me alleviate my headache. Could you walk us through maybe your 3-minute, like, what is acupuncture and why it works?
Yes, good question. That's very important. It's educate client. This is because it's still new for American, even this last 40 years, but it's still new. This last 20 years become more and more popular. But it's again for headache, lower back pain. It's how they work acupuncture, the needles. For example, we just tell Kelly this one, the point between first, second metatarsal bone. This point we call it the tiger mouth point. You do needles here, the needle insert. They can release three things. One is, again, regular nervous system. Second is release body brain chemicals like endorphin. The endorphin is natural painkiller and can help reduce the pain. The third, also locally at this point, you can treat, again, increase blood flow and the circulation. So you locally for local hand pain, hand numbness, like a carpal tunnels, you know, tendinitis, so you increase blood flow locally, reduce inflammation. That's basic coming, so you treat for people for pain, headache. You either you release more, you know, endorphins or increase blood flow or calm the nervous system. The basic, that's how it works.
Okay, so we walk in, we lay down, you assess them.
Yeah, talk with first. I do assessment. Again, I can, if people have very severe or chronic condition, I can read the MRI, a CAT scan, what's going on. This is, again, you have, again, from stroke, you have hypertension, or you have, again, degeneration disc from your spine, your neck, how's your headache, what happened, or you have bulging hernia disc, or you have strained muscles. I need to do a good assessment, a consultation first. Now, after that, we talk after, you know, 15 minutes conversation. Now, I put them lay down. They can change the clothes, wear the gown, like go to the clinic hospital. Then lay down, either face down or face up, depends what condition. Now, I put the needles. After needles, I lay down, put the, you know, music, nice music, can relax. Lay down for 30 minutes. So, then they listen to music, get body relaxed, get energy balance, get the chi flow, the meridian opens. After 30 minutes, we take a needle off, ask them how they're doing. They're doing okay. Then we do finish up with an acupressure massage. So in total and treatment, about an hour. You get a whole 9-yard treatment. You get whole, really, and the people walk up, they say, oh my God, I feel looser, my pain is gone. And they just feel different feeling, well-being, different feeling.
Dr. Joe, you didn't tell me we were talking about a massage afterwards. This is a whole new day.
Because we have a massage school.
Oh, this is, okay, that's well, awesome. That's different. I've never had that before.
Yeah,
that's comprehensive right there.
My hands like magic. You can see that's one touch. You can feel brand new.
So speaking of magic hands, what would you offer the audience to try on themselves to really know, see, feel, and trust that when they come into your office that the needle will be even more effective? Like, could you maybe describe an exercise that people could
describe
try
this,
just with their hands?
I like that. So another thing that show you is a very magic point is for tension headache. So you can go like this. You get both, yes, like this. Go like this. So behind here, this is the point here. The point here, this is for, again here, for the, you release, this is the, on the occipital ridge, this point you press, you can see a lot of tension. if you have not tense headache, you press them, you do kneading this, you do kneading this on the back, can release the tense headache. Really very effective.
Oh, that feels really good.
Yeah, really.
So sorry if you're on the radio show, you can't hear what we're doing, but he's basically cupping his occipital ridge, and it's fantastic. Yeah. You're going to have to check us out on social media.
One point we can teach. Another point, like we mentioned earlier, this point you can do, really, you press them, can release some open sinuses. You have to press hard towards your small fingers. We can really tender, can release.
Dr. Joe's going to the spot that I was telling about before.
For everyone listening on the radio,
put
your hand in front of your face and look at the V between your thumb and your forefinger there, and then go about half an inch into your hand from the corner of the V, the base of the V, and then take your other thumb and really press down, and it's going to hurt. But if you hold it, that's the spot, right, Dr. Joe?
You get the spot, yes.
Yeah.
You hold it tight, the thunder for 30 seconds, then you feel really can release some energies, yes. Like this.
Probably want to practice some deep breathing while doing that, and you will feel a release of energy.
Mm-hmm. That feels
so
fantastic.
So there you go, everyone.
Okay,
there's
yay.
A takeaway. What a value takeaway here in segment two from Dr. Joe. We're wrapping up segment two. We're getting ready for segment three, where Dr. Joe has really, really gotten to some golden nuggets of value. He's going to be offering some incredible opportunities for you to actually get into his office and experience his brilliance firsthand. Thank you all for tuning in. It's Being Curious with Kelly and Brian, AM 950. See you in segment three.
We're back. It's Kelly and Brian, Being Curious, Dr. Joe. We're on AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. This has been a great show, you guys, and I know there's been like some interactive, so there's definitely, you can check out our video on social media, on the AM 950 Facebook page, so you can get a little bit of the nonverbals that we've been doing today. Dr. Joe, what I really want to jump into and kick off this segment with is not only letting people know about your school, and your website is acupunctureschoolusa.com. So we've talked about getting acupuncture, but after you have a couple sessions or more, you might be curious about actually becoming an acupuncturist. And you have a great school. You have three locations, but you great school in Roseville, Minnesota, for people to sign up. Tell us how they can do that. Tell us about your programs. The floor is yours, sir.
So this is a very exciting talk. My program is, again, the school in Roseville, we said, again, people can, if you have an associate degree, you don't need a master or doctor degree, just a regular associate degree, you can go to my school to take another 3 or 4 years, get education for acupuncture and oriental medicine. So you can take as little as 3 years. But if you already have some advanced medical degree, maybe you take it, you know, even shorter, can get 27 months, can get a degree for, again, master of acupuncture. And if you already have acupuncturist, you can continue advance. And this doctor degree is just new. In the whole country, we only have less than a dozen schools can offer doctor of acupuncture. Our school is one of these top schools in the country. Only less than a dozen schools can, you can get doctor of acupuncture. We call it D-O-A-M. So really, you can go to our website, acupunctureschoolusa.com, to register, to apply, or you can call our school, you know, talk with, again, our admission officer, expert, you can always call me again. So it's, again, the school number is 651-493-3622. So it's, again, you can, again, to, and send us email anytime to have school private tour, come to our open house. And we have nice open house June 27. Again, so this all, again, we are here for you. Hope you can if you're thinking career change, especially Kelly right now, it's again with the pandemic. Again, so it's, you know, it's the COVID. People, after COVID, they feel a void. I take acupuncture herbal medicine. I can heal much quicker. And I have mild COVID. And so many people just try the acupuncture herbal. They don't see their doctor. They can get healed. It's really good medicine. Really can, people can go to this career and you can become your own boss. And this very rewarding career can make it better to the community to help people. Really, this is exciting for people thinking career change, become your own boss, you know, and go to this wellness field. This is really still is a good career to start in, and you can really, you know, make a financial rewarding too.
So are you seeing, of the clientele that are walking through your door for the new students, if you are an LPN or an RN, I would assume that would give an amazing foundation to jump into your program.
Yes, that's the one thing. We have so many nurses go to our
program. I had a feeling you had a bunch of nurses that were coming to be students.
We have one lady, she's, you know, really good. She really, you can look at CD, the review for us online. She's a nurse practitioner now. She's in my acupuncture school. They really enjoy that. And also I have one name. She's our one faculty. Her name is Donna. She's a nurse, you know, licensed nurse practitioner. But she go to our school 4 years, get her master's degree, and later she did a doctor degree. Just graduated last year. She got doctor of acupuncture. She graduated with her. She's over 70 years old. She graduated from our school. Get the doctor of acupuncture oriental medicine. She's never too old to learn. And this, you again, we have so many people, even though they learn this as a hobby for their wellness. For it's again, it's really, you can make a career, you can make a hobby. It's very exciting. So, and we have financial aid, Kelly. We are federal financial aid school, Title IV school. You can apply financial aid, you know, if you qualified, can go to school and also help cover your living expense.
Oh, that's amazing. That's a big help. My loans were just paid off, so I'm excited. I know. Go for it.
We take you tomorrow. Go to our school, Kelly. Okay, we'll get you started.
I love it. Let's get Kelly in. Speaking of getting Kelly in, what would you say to someone who has already dedicated their life to medical health and wellness career? Health, healing, medical, whatever part of that they're participating in, what would your invitation be to someone like that to say, hey, you might want to look at adding acupuncture to your practice? What would you say are the upsides of adding acupuncture?
The three things upside. For example, if you're already a massage therapist, you already practiced, you know, 10 years, 13 years, your hands get tired. You can, because you have so many client database, now you can add again acupuncture, go to school, get acupuncture license. Then rather than your one hour, you can see one patient, you can have 3 room, 1 hour, you can see 2 or 3 patients. You can save your hands and can treat, help more people and help more deeper chronic conditions rather than just relaxation, more medical therapeutic. You know, that's number one. Number two, again, you do this, you can save a lot of your time, you know, it's again, so really you can much efficiency. And the number three, also acupuncture starting more, you know, insurance cover, and in Minnesota, a lot of insurance cover acupuncture and Medicare starting cover, really. And you financially, you could be double, tripled. So that's the three things, you know, really make it, I think, the upside for people want to, you know, you're already licensed nurse practitioner, nurse, you're already massage therapist, or you are, you know, again, so in healthcare, you are a physical therapist, you know, whatever OT, occupational therapist, you can do this additional and you can do side by side. And also the beauty about acupuncture, you can work on the weekend, evening, you don't need to make a full time, it's just to help people.
And probably one of the things that you see, Dr. Joe, is acupuncture is very unique in that you get real results, like, mm-hmm. very quickly. I mean, people feel it nearly immediately. And so there's the beautiful thing with acupuncture is people feel it, see it immediately. And then if they're willing to actually be consistent with the practice of acupuncture, truly extraordinary results can happen. So maybe give our audience an idea of someone that has actually committed to the practice for 6 months or a year, and they had some kind of substantial issue in the results that you've seen through consistent acupuncture.
Yeah. Again, so it's really, that's exactly right. The beauty that you can see for people, how acute back, acute headache right away, you can treatment, even though you couple needles, couple minutes, they feel released, but it's consistent acupuncture can do much better than another modality, get, you know, a course of session anytime, you know, half dozen time, 5 or 6 treatment or 10 treatment, their chronic condition can, a lot of time it can really can be significantly improved. Again, really, if you see the pronounced improvement.
Amazing. Well, as we're moving to the end of our show here today, Dr. Joe, we'd love for you to share your absolutely extraordinary gifts that you're offering to our audience. So give everyone an idea of what you're offering and how really easy it is for them to take advantage of what you're offering.
Yeah, like Kelly, know that. Again, we are a small private school, but we have a wonderful, delicate students. You know, you can go to our school, get acupuncture services. The rate of acupuncture right now is 40, but we give 50% off. You only pay $20. You can get the whole treatment, assessment, and the treatment. This which the students, and also we have on-site supervisor, the doctors like me there, you know, Dr. Wu there, you know, they can do supervisor to give you great treatment. With a very affordable price.
So for our AM950 Edge listeners, 50% off.
$20.
A treatment. So $20 for an hour and to come in and just be curious.
Yeah, this is the first time we spend an hour, 30 minutes for you get whole assessment, whole treatment. And with our students, which also our dedicated, experienced supervisor faculty there together, yes.
I'm going to say openly on air that if you're listening to this and you don't take advantage of $20 for a potentially life-changing experience, I can't say on air what I want to say, but I'm just going to say nicely, go get into Dr. Joe's office, $20, an hour to an hour and a half. You're going to learn. You're going to get results.
Yeah, it's just like you spend a meal, but it's a meal for the mind, for the body.
What you would spend on, you know, a full order at Starbucks, you could actually invest in yourself
for good health,
get real results for your health.
How often do you recommend?
That's absolutely extraordinary.
Oh, absolutely. What would you consider a real healthy regular practice? Is it, I know everybody's different, believe me, I know that, but is it once a month, once every, like just for maintenance, not, because I know when
yes,
I have chronic back pain.
I like this question. This acupuncture, not only for, you know, pain, depression, different medical conditions, but more important, I treat a lot of people. I have teachers, lawyers, nurses come regularly. For their stress,
yes.
For prevention, maintenance, and that's people that are healthy, like you guys healthy, you can come here, basic recommendation every 2 weeks, every month, just get, we call it the natural tune-up, wellness tune-up, get your energy balance, get you relaxed, get your well-being. So that's how you can come every 2 weeks, every 4 weeks. That's a good timing, so.
That's beautiful. Well, and you can take a proactive approach rather than, oh, my back hurts or I have headaches. You can keep that. It's keeping the blocks away. It's getting that energy flowing. That's really, really important.
Yep.
Okay. So everybody, when do your next program start, Dr. Joe?
Yes. So our next program is starting after Labor Day, the fall program. So we are enrolled right now. People, again, you're welcome to call us, welcome to tour the school, get you again to private tour to hope you can join us and make this journey for you become a healthcare provider with a wellness approach. So it's really after Labor Day, we start a new class.
New class, and you have some openings.
Yes. Yes. Beautiful.
So what I would encourage everybody, if you're just curious, go have a treatment, spend the $20 because, I mean, rock on. And then ask
questions.
Just
quickly with that, Kelly, Dr. Joe, should people just walk into your office or should they book online? Should they call ahead?
Yeah, we can book online. They can call you. They can walk in. Any, we always welcome. Whatever this is, we are open door for every people. We have time for every people. That's the open door policy. Yes. Email, you know, Facebook, again, Instagram, you know, and whatever, you know, again, walking, it's always see our small campus, but it's beautiful.
Fantastic. Okay. So again, acupunctureschoolusa.com. New classes. So if you want to go have a treatment, go anytime. You can get everything on their website. But if you go and have a treatment and then you are curious about enrollment, after Labor Day, classes are starting again. You are a fully accredited school. Financial aid is available.
Yep.
So that just removes any of the kind of roadblocks that there might be. And it is time. It is time to embrace natural medicine because natural medicine is powerful. And again, we're just going to really, really promote the curiosity of health and wellness. And Dr.
Good
Joe
timing.
Is such a great
Good
guide.
Timing, yes.
Absolutely. Well, we are about to wrap up. Dr. Joe, do you have any parting words for our beautiful community?
Yes. Again, I love our the Twin City community. People are so much open, so much friendly. It's again, that's my school here to serve all our community, to serve every people. We are humble. We want to learn from our community. We want to serve our, again, all the community, all the audience here, all the Ads Magazine readers. That's why I'm excited. I'm so excited about this show. It's again, always I welcome you guys. Any questions, anything, feel free. Do email us, call us, come to see us. And thank you so much.
Dr. Joe manifested his dream and he is here to help and be in service for our community. On behalf of Brian, I'm Kelly and Brian and Kelly. We're being curious on AM 950. Mahalo.